I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. Explosions rocked southern Lebanon on Monday. Smoke could be seen rising following Israeli airstrikes. U.S. Special Envoy Amos Hochstein said Monday in Beirut that the United States was working with both Israel and Lebanon to find a formula that would end their conflict for good.
We're working with the government of Lebanon, the state of Lebanon, as well as the government of Israel, is to get to a formula that brings an end to this conflict once and for all.
The U.S. State Department said Monday Secretary of State Antony Blinken is also headed to the Middle East seeking to kickstart negotiations to end the Gaza war and defuse the spillover conflict in Lebanon. Rights groups say armed Israeli settlers have assaulted Palestinian farmers in the West Bank, cut down trees, and set fire to olive groves in violent incidents since the beginning of the harvest this month. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
Palestinians seeking to harvest olives in the occupied West Bank were met by Israeli soldiers on Sunday. They prevented the farmers from picking fruit in some parts of the valley in the northern West Bank. The Israeli military says it tries to ensure Palestinians can harvest while avoiding clashes with settlers, and says the war in Gaza has raised tension in the West Bank, causing a security situation that is harder to manage. A group of Western states, including France, Britain, and Germany, issued a joint memo this month saying olive picking had become dangerous due to settler violence and calling on Israel to allow Palestinians to join the harvest.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. This is VOA News. U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin visited Ukraine amid Russia's continued gains on the front line. Anna Chernikova reports from Ukraine.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin arrived in Ukraine on a previously unannounced visit Monday. This is his fourth visit to Ukraine and comes just 2 weeks before the U.S. presidential elections. The Pentagon chief was meeting with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky and Defense Minister Rustem Umerov to discuss Ukraine needs on the battlefield and U.S. efforts to support the Ukrainian defense forces in the year ahead. Austin's visit to Kyiv is been seen as a sign of support for Ukraine's continued struggle against Russia's full-scale aggression, which is approaching a three-year mark. The U.S. Defense Secretary's trip comes as Ukraine goes through a deterioration on the battlefield and growing anxiety within the Ukrainian society of the Western allies' fatigue towards the Russia-Ukraine war. Anna Chernikova, VOA News, Kyiv.
Moldovan President Maia Sandu claims the country's presidential election and EU referendum were tainted by foreign vote buying. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan has more.
A slim majority of just over 50% voted yes in a crunch referendum on European Union accession after President Maia Sandu said Sunday's twin votes were marred by unprecedented alleged Russian-backed outside interference. Sandu told media an outside attempt to buy votes amounted to an attack on the ex-Soviet Republic's sovereignty. The vote was seen as a test of the nation's aspirations to join the EU by 2030 and escape Moscow's orbit for good. A yes result means a clause will be added to the constitution defining EU accession as a goal.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. Mozambique police fired tear gas at protesters Monday in the capital Maputo after two opposition party figures were shot dead over the weekend. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo reports.
Hundreds gathered at the scene where two opposition party figures were shot dead after a disputed election. Early on Saturday, gunmen killed an opposition lawyer and a party official in their car in Maputo, raising tensions ahead of a planned national strike. Independent presidential candidate Venancio Mondlane, who organized the strike, told protesters to go home after the clashes with police. The full results of Mozambique's October 9 national election are expected this week. Early results show that the ruling party, Frelimo, is set for another win, but opposition candidates say the poll was rigged.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.